Okay, we're back. Republic of Texas Radio, and we now resume our regularly scheduled program. Amy Headke was on, as well as Doc Green, talking about that crazy stuff over at the Capitol. That whole world is crazy, and as far as how they, well, deal with laws and put laws into place and, you know, don't follow the laws. And that kind of focuses, you got to look at Texas independence, folks, and try to figure out how we're going to get out of this because, well, they just keep putting stuff in our way. And we've got Daniel Miller of the Texas Nationals on for this next hour, and he just made a dash for the coffee pot. Let's see how fast he is. Hey, Daniel, are you?
Hey, when it comes to coffee, I mean, I can do a sprint, right?
Yeah. Oh, I know what you mean, man. So the last time we had you on was last year before, what's his name? Trump got in. And it was kind of like, I was wondering what was going to happen. Was Trump going to get in? What that does to Texas independence and whatnot? And so we got there. And it seemed like there was a big lull. Maybe that was in my head, but I want to get your frame of mind, where you saw it, what happened this last year. Where is it with the Texas Nationals?
Well, look, Steve, I mean, this is prior to the election. You know, we said one of two things was going to happen. I mean, that was obvious, right? Hillary Clinton's going to win or Donald Trump's going to win.
Right.
And our prediction was entirely based on its effect on this drive for Texas independence and our work in that direction. And here's what was predicted. If Hillary won, we would say a massive explosion of new support. I mean, it would come immediately. If Trump won, what we would do is we would see the same growth just over a bit of a longer curve. And that's exactly what happened. I will tell you that the thing that has been a pleasant surprise for us is watching the steady stream of new support come in, but honestly at a much faster pace than we anticipated with a Trump win. So, you know, we're doing quite well.
I know.
Much to the chagrin of the opposition, you know, the opposition wanted to really, you know, paint this as an anti-Obama, anti-Democrat movement. And, you know, while I'm sure there's a certain element of that, it goes to this entire argument that we've had all along that this is essentially a transpartisan issue. This is not a left versus right, a Republican versus Democrat issue. This is a Texas and its future within the union issue, and whether or not the federal government can be fixed in the minds of some of these people. So, you know, what we're seeing is the dysfunction continue, and we're seeing our ranks continue to swell.
Yeah, I kind of was seeing that too, and especially as, well, discontent that one presidential candidate, or, well, the current president, Donald Trump, he promised a lot of things, and, well, it was kind of hard to go, well, you can't deliver those. You just can't. The form of government that they're practicing up there in Washington just doesn't seem to work, and they can't change things. The president has all these executive powers, and he tries to use those in Congress, and he's stopped by people that are even under him. It's actually really fascinating. So in Texas independence, What are we looking at here in the future? I know a lot of people are jazzed about it. Some are even starting to turn off the Trump stuff.
Yeah, you know, it's been interesting to watch the reality set in. You know, it feels a lot of times like we're the guy on the street corner with a sign that says, you know, the end of the world is nigh. You know, at least that's how some people treat us. But, you know, it really, you know, you hate to be that that person, you know, or that organization that's continually dashing people's hopes. But we have to remind people, look, we're not dashing your hopes. We're just preparing you for the inevitability, you know, it seems like, and I wrote an op-ed about this before the election, but, you know, every 4 years, it is visited upon us a swath of people that want to continue to go back to the federal government in the form of these, you know, presidential elections and give it just one more shot, you know, and eventually even a bird that flies into the window will bash his own brains out or give up, you know, and that's where I think where a lot of our fellow Texans are, you know, we are split in this camp. You know, we've got these folks that will suspend all principles, will suspend all semblance of reality to continue to invest faith in fixing a broken federal system, whereas we're seeing more and more people now go, look, I get it. You know, finally, it took me this long, but I completely get it. It's not fixable.
No, it's not. And when you look at it, I was just so hopeful, you know, on the Trump thing, you know, that he'd do a couple of the things, right, for the corporate United States. You know, let's just get rid of that Obamacare. Let's take some pain away. But he did the exact opposite, right? He decided he was going to fix it, and he didn't even do it himself. He gave it off to another room of bureaucrats to try to fix something, and that's just futile. A lot of people, I don't know. There's a disconnect between Texans. Already, we have a different thought process out in Austin, San Antonio, than we do out here in the sticks. And it's kind of like the Austinites want to, well, help resettle all the quote immigrants. And we're kind of like, well, why are you bringing them in the first place, right? And I don't know. What does Texas independence look like? How many laws are in the United States right now? How would we deal with that in Texas?
Wow. Okay. Yeah, I mean, I don't know how much time you've got, but, you know, look, it's the oft-quoted statistic that we've talked about. And I think this really flows into what we've been talking about, which is, look, we Texans, on the day after Trump was inaugurated, we still live under 180,000 pages of federal law and 440 separate federal agencies and 2.5 million unelected bureaucrats. And look, I get it. I mean, you know, Trump's using the power of the pen, and, you know, he wants, for every new regulation passed, he wants to removed, and, you know, he's eliminated four agencies, or talking about eliminating four agencies that no one's ever heard of. I mean, I get that, and I appreciate that. But look, these are tokens. I mean, these are not fixes. And I am constantly amazed by the otherwise rational people that seem to be absolutely dazzled by this, you know. Okay, you know, you want to eliminate an agency that no one's ever heard of, that may have a staff of, you know, 20 people. So what? You know, I can guarantee you that, you know, when tax time rolls around, people are going to still be oppressed by the Internal Revenue Service. I mean, let's look at the reality, Steve. Let's look at the facts. I will repeal Obamacare on day one. Guess what? Obamacare is still here. You know, you've got the head of the Internal Revenue Service, who was caught red-handed utilizing the Internal Revenue Service for political purposes, to use it as a tool of persecution against people that were speaking out against the government, caught red-handed. Guess what? He's still the commissioner of the Internal Revenue Service, where the president has the power to fire him immediately. I mean, that could have been done on the very day of the inauguration, but he is still there. You know, there is this reluctance to dismantle the federal bureaucracy. And it, again, it flows to what we have told people since day one, which is it is unfixable. The position of president does not matter, because what really is the oppressive force in the federal union is the bureaucracy that holds it together and exists solely to continue to promote its own existence and to expand its power base.
Yes. Daniel Miller's with us. He's with the Texas Nationalists. You can visit them at texasnationalists.com or use the, my favorite, which is texnat.org. But, you know, whatever, domain name. The Texas Nationals have been very key and instrumental in Texas independence. Daniel has been doing this for, over 20 years, if I remember correctly. And you really owe, yourself a little bit of time to go over to texasnationalist.com, have a look at what they're doing. He's got this, they got this thing all nailed down. There's a lot of programs that are going on. Last year, Daniel, that you guys brought, almost got Texas independence on the ballot, or is it the year before?
Yeah, I mean, we've been in campaign mode probably for 3 to 4 years now, executing, you know, what we've been after, you know, which is our primary political thrust is to secure a vote on Texas independence, you know, to get a referendum. Mm-hmm. We want to do what Scotland did in 2014 and what the UK did in May of last year. You know, we want to give the people of Texas that opportunity. And so, you know, consequently, it's a long process. You know, I know that there are a lot of people here in Texas that would like to, you know, like for us to snap our fingers and make it happen. But, you know, it's a unlike the mad dash at the beginning to the coffee pot, it is a marathon and not a sprint.
Right, exactly. And mark my words, folks, when this comes up again, the Texas Nationals will be at the forefront at the Capitol, and they'll be pushing it through. And I'm going to do this. I really think you guys should go over there and see how you can get involved, because you got to be involved. I mean, you can get involved with any of the Texas independence groups, you know, whichever one you want to. But mark my words, they've got the ability to mobilize a lot of people and focus them once that time comes. So you just launched a new business registry, right? So you're registering businesses and, not really registering. I hate that word. but I could go in there and find a business that, speaks towards Texas independent. Is that the reason for it, or what's up?
Yeah, you know, one of the things that happens, excuse me, oftentimes is that people get really focused on the political aspect of our mission, and seem to forget a lot of times that we follow a holistic approach to independence. You know, political, cultural, and economic. It's enshrined in our mission statement. And, you know, one of the things that happens is that people look at the political, you know, they always look at the referendum because that seems to be the, you know, sort of the sexy thing that people want to talk about, want to get involved in. But one of the things that is important to us is making sure that we address all aspects of independence, you know, and that means cultural and economic. And so one of the things that we have acknowledged for a very long time is that the backbone of the Texas economy are not these, you know, Fortune 500 companies that move in here and put their headquarters, but it's, you know, it's these small and medium sized businesses. And, you know, when you're looking at a support base the size that we have, you know, we're creeping, I think, over 352,000 will be the number in the next update. You know, there is a substantial number of small to medium sized business owners. And one of the things that not just the business owners within our support base, but the individuals as well, is they want an ability to steer their economic power and network with one another. And so to that end, there have been requests for many years to create a directory of pro-Texas independent businesses, you know, businesses that are owned by people within our support base. So what we did was several weeks ago, we launched the Get Texan Business Directory. And, you know, we made a mechanism for people to list their business for free within our, you know, our support base. And, you know, there's even opportunities there if people want to actually join the business association aspect of the TNM. You know, to get featured listings and do some things like that. But ultimately, at its heart, what it was about was getting these businesses connected with these supporters so that we can begin to steer our economic power back into the community of Texas nationalists. You know, so we no longer had to go spend money with companies that would in turn take those dollars and those profits and then use them to affect political change that was the complete opposite of what people like us believe.
Man, no, I get it. You know, I'm over at your website right now taking a look at it, and I threw the link over in our chat room. Captain Fred was sitting there saying, what was it? He said, aggressive site. Don't have to work too hard to follow it. I don't know what you mean by aggressive site. I find out that this is just a wonderful build. You guys have, you got a lot of horsepower on that side, but I don't see the business listing right off the bat. I'm trying to look at it, and I know that'll change over time, but it would be fun. I need to get in there and get my business listed because, I support you guys, and I want to work with other people that are supporting Texas independence.
Yeah, Steve, the business directory lives in its own space. So, you know, we tell, you know, the business directory is called Get Texan, and people can go there and visit it at gettexan.com.
Okay.
So there is a link to it on the main site, probably under recent projects, or, you know, I'm not on the website, so I can't
that's
tell you,
fine.
but it's there. But people can visit it, gettexan.com, and look, that's just part of you know what we've done. You know, we took the referendum campaign and we spun it off into its own entity, so it can grow, and we can put information specific to the referendum campaign as time goes on at lettexasdecide.com. You know, we're a large organization with a lot of plates that are spinning. So,
and you're one of the leaders right now in independence movements on the planet. And in 2016, there was a lot of people put their hand out and say, well, how do you do this and how are you handling this? The Californians, they were really small last year, right? The people that wanted Texas or California independence, well, they kind of ballooned. Are they still talking to you about what you're doing, or are they just heading another direction?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we try to stay in touch with as many of the independence movements that we've developed relationships with as possible. And so we you know, obviously the California folks they've got their hands full. You know, they actually have true initiative and referendum in their statute over there. And so they're in the midst of a campaign that'll put it on the ballot. And they are highly focused, but we still talk to the folks in California. What's been interesting, the two that we've been in touch with the most recently are actually the folks in the Western Canadian provinces who just essentially received ballot access. The way that their electoral system works is a little bit different over there, but they just received ballot access to actually begin to field candidates, which, you know, is a possibility for them given the way that their electoral system works. But you know, they're working on bringing out British Columbia and Alberta, and you know, we have a lot in common with Alberta, so we have a lot of conversations with them. So that's one. And then the other that has been really active, and as a matter of fact, we have a link to it on our news site at texianpartisan.com, is this group, probably very few people have heard of over here, which is the Mitabi Land Liberation Organization, or the MLO, which is seeking to separate a portion of Zimbabwe to declare independence for that particular portion of Zimbabwe. And, you know, they operate under a tremendous amount of difficulty there. You know, living under the Mugabe regime, it cannot be easy. And especially since their founder is under a conviction of treason just for speaking about independence. So those are the two.
Okay, guys. Hang in there. I hear the music. Got some computer problems. Hopefully we'll have them straightened out as soon as I get back from the break. Republic of Texas Radio.
In my head, the camera circles tell the morning comes. When it does, I know it's on its heels.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at
any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
We're back. Well, I'm on the phone because Skype probably made my computer better, and now it's crashing. Go figure. We got Daniel Miller of the Texas Nationals on the line, and this is a short segment coming up, so we won't get into too much. How can people get involved with the Texas Nationals? And I kind of want to do this kind of promo for the Texas Nationals because I do believe in your mission. And well, how can a person get involved, Daniel?
Well, there are, of course, a number of ways. But, you know, there, if people want to just register their support, one of the things they can do is go to the referendum campaign website at lettexasdecide.com and pledge their vote. If folks want to get even more involved, I would encourage them to become a member. By joining, there's a link to join right there on TexasNationalist.com. And, you know, we've got a specific site for members and specific perks and, you know, but that really is the prerequisite for people to really get engaged in the process. And from there, you know, there are a lot. I mean, we're in the process of launching, local group meetings, for the first time in probably 5 years. We're going to reopen that process. We've had over 106 of our members step up to organize local groups, and so we're in the process of getting that done. There, as I said, there are just a tremendous number of ways. But look, everything is there at TexasNationalist.com. People can get involved in any capacity that they want. And that's what we encourage people to do. Look, whether people are turned on by the political aspect of our mission or the cultural aspect or the economic aspect, we work constantly to advance all three of those, and we welcome more hands in the process.
Yeah, I'd like to, well, there's no membership fee. Is that correct there, Daniel?
Yeah, there is. You know, people can join the organization. You know, we have a free level for people that are under economic hardship. But, you know, what we find is that most people look at membership and they say, look, I feel like it's worth supporting this work for $6 a month, or they join the 1836 Club, you know, or, you know, there are a lot of different options. But I'll tell you, Steve, this is one of the things that our side needs to get real savvy about and real fast, is there is this tremendous amount of disconnect. People think the two biggest misconceptions about how this has got to happen revolve around these, I think, sort of the political aspect of it, but it really flows in everything. First, people believe that this will happen with a snap of a finger. You know, they believe that this is some overnight process, and it's not. It's the long game. You know, the Scots worked for it for 800 years. While that will not be our fate, you know, it's going to come much sooner than that. It won't take 800 years. It takes as long as our people allow it to take. You know, I always talk about our time, the amount of time it's going to take to do this is directly proportional to the amount of people that quit after the first failure. You know, that's the absolute truth. And then the second misconception is that somehow we're going to be able to fight this battle without any type of financial participation from supporters. And that's just not the way things work. You know, when you go in and take the political aspect of it, and, you know, we'll have a lot of conversation about the bums in Austin and the bums in Washington, but specifically the bums in Austin. You know, when you've got a governor that's sitting on a $22 million political war chest, and it cost, you know, $250,000 to run a campaign and have a chance of success at the level of, say, a Texas state senate or something like that. You know, money plays a huge role in this. And so the biggest misconception is that our organization can advance the cause of Texas independence on a hope, wish, and a prayer. And while we appreciate the hopes, wishes, and prayers of people, at the end of the day, that doesn't put bullets in the freedom gun. So it's important for people to understand that when they come in and they do participate, it's, you know, you got to give your time, or you got to give something, you know, financially to help make this thing work.
Yeah, I get that a lot. That well, it costs money, you know. Oh, money. I know, and everybody's asking for money, right? But we need money. Well, we need something. Republic of Texas Radio. We got Daniel Miller from the Texas Nationals on, and we're talking Texas independence.
Time to realize the club was set up for them.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online.
Authors Mike and Gerald Gilmore bring forth a startling point on the beginning of humankind, how life has been on Earth, and found in the book of 12:24-26, these small groups of humans, separated by thousands of years, discovered the answers to the beginning of our universe, all the life forms. Mike Gilmore is the author of 5 Levels of Power Knowledge and the SLED Investigation Series. Gerald Gilmore is current state director in South Carolina. As a team, their new book about life in the near future on Earth sets aside most people's religious and scientific beliefs. Available exclusively on Amazon and softback for $8.99 or right for only $2.99. Remember, Amazon softback $8.99 for only $2.99. 12:24-36. Get your copy.
I should. The reason I am think is you seem to position next time this comes around and you heat it up. All you have to do is more put under fire and room. Right? So that's why I think that you actually, you know, organization is worth supporting, looking into, and following. If you're interested in Texas Independence, that is the information you need. You want to help launch. I don't know. And you get all sorts of, it's a weird lay of the land here in Texas Independence. I guess that's what I'm getting at.
Yeah, I think, and I know that you and I have talked about this before, but, you know, we're focused on what it is that, and it obviously seems to be working. We've, as an organization, I can honestly say that we have, as Texas Nationals, we have moved this conversation about Texas independence from the extreme to the mainstream. And, you know, as we move down this process, and I will tell you that independence of Texas, we're on a trajectory now where it's at this moment, just a matter of time and effort. But I think that ultimately our legacy as an organization will be that fact that we were able to
take this idea that we've all witnessed around, you know, happening around the world and enter it into mainstream political dialogue. I would attribute that to, frankly, the hard work of our core support, you know, the ones that are essentially the true believers that understand that it's about playing the long game, that are not going to get their feelings hurt when things don't go their way or going to quit the first time that, you know, they hit opposition or defeat or, you know, they see something else shiny over there that grabs their attention. You know, those are the folks that are making this happen. And I got to tell you, if there were other groups or organizations out there that were doing better at this than the Texas Nationalist Movement, I would go join them. But I will tell you that the Texas Nationalist Movement has one of the greatest groups of people, highly organized, highly disciplined, never say die. You know, they've got that Texian spirit, it's a spirit that I would wish to see sweep across our land, because I can tell you right now that we need a lot more people here in Texas that have that Texian spirit.
Hey, Alan, I feel like I'm doing an infomercial here. Am I missing something? Am I being too much of a salesperson?
You want me to drop my little load of joy? Politics is their rigged game.
You think that we can't make any change in politics, Alan?
Politics is out. Their rigged game.
Okay, do you think the game is rigged to Daniel?
I think I can definitely agree with the sentiments. I mean, you know, I'll just go back and I'll reference the comment that I made about money and the issue of money in politics. I think it would be important for people to go back and look and see how much in the last campaign cycle was spent per vote for each campaign. You know, there are definitely aspects of this that are rigged, which, you know, this is the, to me, I think the promise or part of the promise of Texas independence. It is a referendum on independence could possibly represent the purest expression of the political will of the Texan people. And but I think its impact on down the road is how, well, really two things. First off, how it hits the reset switch on politics here in Texas. But second, how it forces the populace here in Texas to really re-examine all aspects of the political system, from the system itself to policy, You know, one of the things that we saw both in the Scottish referendum in 2014 and the UK referendum last year was just how deep the conversations go, how serious the examination gets of the status quo. And I got to tell you, you know, it's one of the things we talk about all the time is how people need to really wake up and see what's going on around them. And nothing focuses the attention of the people like a referendum on independence. We've seen it time and time again throughout the world over the last 70 years. And I believe that people engaged in a conversation, a discussion about independence ahead of a concrete vote on independence changes the game and essentially levels the playing field for folks like us.
I see that. Well, you have these things, right? Your trifecta, the political, cultural, and economic. And Alan, one thing that I saw was when the referendum was up for a vote here, you know, in Texas, when I just told people that, well, that might be on the ballot, I think it's going to be, that shifted the way they saw themselves, the way they thought as a Texan, right? They thought of themselves as a Texan, Texian, right? Not just an American. And they go, well, would I like that at all? So that political aspect changed the cultural bit, right? And that seemed to move people's hearts and minds. So I don't know. I don't think that political is just a I don't know. I don't think it's a loaded game. I think it has a lot of merit to get involved with that. But that's just me, Alan.
And everyone around him says, "Yeah, let's go down and vote. You know, Texas, let's get the hell out of this country, this United States thing." And everyone around him says, "Yeah, let's do it. We're gonna vote to secede. You know, we're getting the hell out of here, even though we don't have to secede. I know that." But and then all the vote comes up and everything, and it's like, "Nope, Texas is staying with us. Y'all all voted to stay. Thank you." And everyone says, "Wow, I thought everyone around me was, you know, wanted to go free." And it's like, but everyone voted to stay. So then it's, their game.
That's where you have to hit them with the cultural aspect, right? You got to get enough people that are actually ready for that thought, independence and starting over and doing what's right. You know, you can hit them with the economic thing. You know, everybody uses that all the time in Texas independence. They go, "We could lower taxes if we didn't, you know, participate in this little scheme of things." And, you know, so it's a cocktail. It really is. Let's go to Doc real quick. Doc, what do you think?
Well, I think the independence is definitely going to happen. And like Daniel said, the guys that are going to fight it are the ones in power right now. And they get to use taxpayer dollars to fight change, because if they know that if Texas goes independent, they're probably, a lot of them, going to lose their job. But I truly believe that Texas is going to get its independence.
But, you know, when you take that with, they got all the money, they're doing this, they're doing that, you know, resistance is futile. What do you do? You sit back and do nothing? Because some of us aren't wired that way. That's why, Doc, Alan, that's why we do this radio show, because, well, from what you say, you know, resistance is futile. Well, kind of say that. You don't say that. I don't want to put words in your mouth. But I feel we can make a difference. And I'm talking about the Texas Nationals, and I'm asking Daniel Miller about his organization because I've looked into it, and I see it as a very, very useful tool. And they can make a difference. They've got their focus on what they call the political, the cultural, and the economic independence of Texas. And I think that's a good thing. I think they're moving the balls.
I can see it doing good if it wakes people up to the futility of the rigged political system. That's the only way I can see a positive aspect of it.
Okay, man. You know, but if it wakes people up, then it's not futile. It's you're kind of cyclical, no?
The political system itself is futile. Waking people up, that's what we need. We need numbers. We need people awake and sick of it to do something. The bureaucracies have their own private mercenary armies that they use against us, and everyone sees that as the ultimate authority that they should respect and cow down to, And if something ain't right in their world, they just add to the code of federal regulations, and it's okay in their world then. The bureaucracies will not go and get smaller by themselves voluntarily. No way.
No, and you're right. And that's where I go back to that cultural thing. We need to reach out and tell them what's going on and work that direction. Daniel was saying it's a marathon, right? And it's hard to affect change culturally and economically. And yes, the politicians in the House that are seated there are getting a lot of special interest money, and Daniel is sitting there, well, Daniel and Co. Well, they're not a company, they're an organization at the TexasNationalist.com. They're going, what, you want my money too? I just want to be free in Texas, right? But it takes money to do this stuff. I don't know. Sorry, Daniel. I think we went sideways a little, but maybe we're back.
I'm okay with sideways. Look, these are all things that bear discussion. You know, these are the kinds of conversations that we hope to elicit over cups of coffee or around the kitchen table every single day. You know, these are the conversations that wind up being productive. You know, and look, this is what I know. Okay, we can speculate all day long, but this is what I know. I know right now that if we were to have the referendum today, we're about 6 points ahead of the people that would want to stay. You know, but we're still dealing with about double digits of undecided people. But I also know that those poll numbers are completely meaningless until there is a hard date set for a vote on this issue. And, you know, we're obviously focusing a tremendous amount of our political work on making that happen. But in the process of that, conversations like this are extremely important as people discuss the pros and cons of this particular issue. And so, you know, we do what we do, you know, to try to affect not just this referendum, but really that wholesale independence that we're talking about. You know, when we talk about independence, we talk about things like, you know, things not on the political side, but we talk about the Texas Gold Depository Bill that we were extremely strong advocates for. And I'll be honest, I don't think, had it not been for us driving our people on that particular issue, it would be passed. Or, you know, the work that we have done to preserve and protect the dignity of the Alamo complex, you know, the cultural aspect, or the things that we have done to promote Texas Independence Day or San Jacinto Day statewide. I mean, those are all important components of what it is that we do. You know, Texas independence is you know, I heard someone say this, I think it was a conservative MP say this during the Brexit debate, and they talked about how independence is not an act, it's a process. And that, I think, truly sums up pretty much every independence movement around the world. You know, this is not an act, it's a process. We cannot expect to have something like independence in a day, because it did not take us a day. It took us much longer than that to have our freedom and independence taken away from us. So, you know, extricating ourselves from this situation is not something that can be done overnight. It's something that's going to take a lot of time, a lot of work, a lot of resources, and frankly, you know, to Alan's point, really a lot of people. You know, people is it. Article 1, Section 2 of the Texas Constitution tells us everything we need to know. All political power is inherent in the people. So that is our guide stone. We have to go out and we have to win the people.
Alan? Okay, that's okay. I just wanted to let you in here. Hey, last week, we had a caller, Daniel, and, you know, this guy called in, and, you know, I love my callers, but we're not taking calls right now. And he said, well, you know, talk show host and, you know, alternate media seem to kind of like do this thing where they all seem to be fighting to describe, well, the world we live in, and it's like we live in a septic tank. And everybody's trying to describe the septic tank. And I go, huh, that's an interesting analogy. So I go, and he goes, well, we got to figure out a way to get out of the septic tank instead of just going, this is what I see. And I do see the Texas independence as being one of those tools to get out of the current state of this world, this septic tank. And so I'm bringing you that answer, guys. It's Texas independence, and we're going to figure out a way to get up the wall. And, well maybe we're going to just stand on each other's back, and we'll get up and pull everybody up. But this is an avenue out, right? This is not us describing, the mess that we're in, right? And I get it. The politicians that are in Washington, they're all, I'd say they're all corrupt. And then maybe I'll be wrong in a few instances. The system is broken. Again, I get the point that you go ahead and try to reform that here in Texas. Well, a lot of those politicians that live in Texas are going to try to crawl up to the top, but then that takes due diligence. And due diligence of setting up a new political climate, well, I guess it's a process, huh, Daniel? Because, you got to get enough people. It's the cultural thing, and you got to start following a constitution. Oh, sorry, guys. Little bitty rant. We got a short segment coming up before the end of the show. Daniel Miller is our guest. Hang on.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Okay, final segment. Daniel Miller, Texas Nationalist, is on the line, TexasNationalist.com. Hey, Doc, you've been quiet in the wings. What are you thinking?
Well, again, I'm the eternal optimist, I guess, but I think it's going to happen, and I think it's going to take money, like Daniel said, because the other guy's got lots of it, and it's not theirs. But nobody ever believed that Britain was going to break away from the EU, and look what happened over there. So I think it's going to happen, and I think sooner than later, I think it's going to just kind of take off. This last thing with Trump administration and the Dems and the Republicans all jumping in that same bed just gave fuel to the fire. People are fed up, and I think you're going to see the independents come and a hope for a new future.
Mm-hmm. Seems like a broken record here. Well, everything's a broken record, but I just want people to look at it, because independence is very important. A structure of coming back to being a free and independent nation, Texas itself. I wish the corporate United States would act like a republic, become a republic again. I don't see that happening. So we got to bolster. Well, we got to rally the troops. We got to get everybody on the same page and let them know it is happening. It's happening right now. Like the chat room was saying, you know, shit, several weeks ago. Did I just swear? Oops, sorry. You know, Texas independence isn't in a lull. You know, it's there. It's ready to go. Daniel Miller.
Absolutely. You know, look, the one inescapable fact is that we are closer to independence than we have ever been. And, you know, that is just an absolute fact. Well, since our first independence, mind you. But, you know, this is our generation, and this is our time. And this is the question of our generation. You know, how will Texas govern itself? I firmly believe that this is an existential question for Texas. I firmly believe that what we do here decides whether Texas continues to exist, or Texas goes down and disappears from the pages of history and goes down as a footnote. And I believe that that's really where we're at. And I think that more and more people are coming to the realization that is an existential threat. You know, the fact is that the people of Texas are best suited to govern the people of Texas. But we have not been given the structure in which to do that, whether it be being a part of the federal system, or whether it be, you know, having to deal with the tyranny of politicians that have us in a stranglehold because they've got a tremendous amount of money and they have a tremendous amount of influence, and they are all jockeying for positions to move up to, as they could perceive it, the big leagues of the federal government. And, you know, we're fighting every single solitary day to give the people of Texas the vote that they deserve, the choice that they deserve, and the right of self-government that they deserve. And we're going to continue to do that, Steve. At this point, there's not anything that I think could happen that would dissuade the bulk of our supporters that there is a better path for us.
I totally agree, and I want to thank you for all the work in Texas independence that you put in. Thank your organization. Love you guys. We'll have to have you back soon. And, Daniel Miller, Texas Nationals, TexasNationalist.com. Have a good weekend, folks. Talk to you later.
In the farther sky, paid attention to each little blessing in this life. Had a more intimate connection with the spirit world. Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl. The tree of life is us, my friends.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.